La prochaine question. The next question will go to Sean Campbell. Sean, you're up.
Joel, did it surprise you how comfortable the first year players, the first AHL year players were playing in the game tonight?
That's what I was hoping, to be honest. That's why I put them in the position I did. I'm sure some people saw Harvey Pinard with Wheel and Veilleux and said, what is he doing? But he was more than capable of following that line at probably 10 scoring chances. And I knew even if Ilonen was his first year in North America and Teasdale hasn't played for 2 years, I know with Joe that did a great job with the kid. It was a good mix for them. I like that mix. I thought they'd had a really good game. And so I'm happy it worked out for them. I'm not surprised because if I would, I would have never done that. I mean, you know, because I kind of feel that they were going to be able. And I told the media this morning, be ready. You're going to see them on special team. You're going to see them on top line. And I thought they did what I was hoping or what I thought they could do. So I'm happy for them. I'm happy for everybody. I thought everybody played really well, but not surprised, but I'm satisfied.
How do you manage your lineup after a win like that with two games in less than 24 hours with 34 players?
Well, the plan was to give some veteran and some young guys that, you know, are closer to play, like the one you saw tonight, some chance to play. We're going to evaluate. I'd like to bring maybe one more guy in the lineup. We had to sat some guys tonight that, you know, it's never fun to sit guys. So I got to look at the big picture. The reason why I put this lineup together today, to be honest, was really because it was by respect for a lot of the guys that were with us last year when we had the final stretch, right? We had a really good run last year. It kind of felt like we were just kind of coming back from a back-to-back from Belleville because our last game was against Belleville. We played a hell of a game, and I thought tonight was a bit of a similar thing. So I did it for respect, but I'm looking to maybe change a couple of guys. I want to give the veterans some mileage the first weekend because later on, I'm going to have to put some kids. They're going to have to play some games and spot them in, you know, position. And it's going to be tough. But that's my plan, is to give the veteran as much mileage as I can over the weekend. So when we go to the next week and we have to put some kids in the game here and there, the veteran feel good, comfortable. They can surround the other player. The kid that played today is because my eye and my gut told me they were going to be fine, and they did.
Herb Zerkowski. Herb, you're up.
Thanks, Charles. Hey, Joel, nice to see you again, as always. Thanks for your time. Yeah, like you said, your last game, you beat Belleville. Your first game, you beat Belleville, but there's 11 months in between, and nobody really knew what to expect. I'm sure you were cautiously optimistic, but I didn't see too many bad things tonight. Just, you know, what jumped out at you?
Yeah, no, we you know, obviously it's one game, and
yeah.
You know, we told you, we were, when guys were, you know, you were asking what you guys are doing, there was, we're getting prepared, we're checking our box. I want everybody to be on the same page. That's my job, and to give them a good chance to succeed on special team and 5-on-5 and, you know, face off and everything that sometimes takes a long time. We took that time at the Bell Center to good use, and it paid off. So it's good for the player probably, because it's, you check your box, you do your job, then you play free. It's when you start cutting corners and you're not prepared and you're not ready, then you'll get on a chin. So I have to say, and I've told you time and time again when we spoke, guys are doing well. Guys are on the job. Guys are, you know, and it paid off today. Never, it's not always going to work out that way. But at least you give yourself a chance. And I thought tonight we give ourselves a chance. Now we got to go back at it tomorrow. It's going to be a bit of a journey, up and downs. I'm planning that too. But because they haven't played in a long time. But the guys had emotion tonight. Like I said, I really felt behind the bench, to be honest. It was like if COVID never came. We played on a Wednesday and we played on a Friday on the streak we were on. I mean, the way we played and people that followed the team, you probably saw a lot of the same things. So that's fun because it means the guy that we had and the new player buy in. But like I said, in French, what the most happy is everybody was cheering for each other. Guys were positive on the bench. The distraction were not an issue. The referee were not an issue. It was like the focus was on the game and enjoying playing good. I'm glad they did this because everybody suffered a lot the last few months not playing. So it was good.
Just one more quick question, please. Blandisi, 2 goals, could have certainly scored 3, if not 4. I mean, he's a guy that's still relatively new to all of us because he came in so late in February and then, boom, the pandemic hit. Your thoughts about his game and just where he is?
Well, his game was great. Yeah. But what I like the most about Joe is the way he approached hockey. He's a passionate hockey player. He loves hockey. Like, this guy loves hockey. Like, he's got the passion for it. And think about it. He's a veteran, played in the NHL a lot of game last year with Pittsburgh. Comes with us, got hurt, come back. Did well when he was with us, but you're right, it was a short term. But I already connected with that guy a lot. And I'm asking him to play with 2 kids that have never played a game in AHL. One never played in North America, 21-year-old. Another 21-year-old that I haven't played in 2 years. And he came on with a smile and helped those kids and embraced the challenge. And it's not every veteran that do that. A lot of time veteran, they want to play with certain guy and they feel that they're entitled and they feel they should get that opportunity or not. Joe's just a hockey player. He loves the game, and he was who he is on the bench. And it's no, that's what you like. You like a guy that comes to play, and you did tonight.
Jared Book.
As well, you mentioned during camp, you know, there's certain things that you can't judge in practice that you want to see in a game. You know, you have a really good first period, second period, you give up an early goal, get, 2 penalties, going down 5-on-3, and, you know, they get a little bit more momentum. How did you see that bounce back from your team, in the middle part of the second period and into the rest of the game?
Well, I think that goal is a bit of a something very easy to fix, to be honest. It was more structured than anything else for the player to get there, and he kind of got sticky on the board there, and it was kind of a... And the 5-on-3, I thought we played it really well, but we practiced it. Like I said, we didn't waste our time. We checked our box, and I thought that kill gave us all the momentum we needed in the world. After that, I think we took over the game. They had a bit of a moment, and it's going to happen, but it wasn't a big moment to me. There was just a moment that we shut down because we were prepared, and guys knew what to do. And that being said, got to go back tomorrow at it. Like, you can't just think that we're world champion right now with one game. But we're proud of the guy. Let's enjoy this moment because there's a lot of firsts tonight and a lot of good things. That being said, we're gonna wait and see. And I'm expecting Belleville. That's a good hockey club. So it's a really good hockey club. They're fast. We better be ready tomorrow because they're a good team.
Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thank you, Charles. Joel, kind of going along right with you, what you're talking about, particularly on that 5-on-3 kill, Caden Primeau came up pretty big in that penalty kill. Can you just, even though, you know, he faced not a ton of shots tonight, but he seemed to be pretty solid in that. Can you talk about his performance?
Well, he was calm, that's one of his strengths. He doesn't waste energy. I think it's one thing about Caden, and one of the reasons why I like him so much is not only is calm in the net, he's calm in life that he doesn't waste energy on little things. He's in the moment. And I think those people can grow a lot and become really good hockey player. When right here, it makes a lot of sense. That's encouraging to me. And for me, that's what it was Caden about today. It's going to be harder for goalie because there's a lot of timing with goalie and situation and taking information. And even if we do all the drills in the world, there's nothing like a game situation for a goalie. They're probably the one that it's going to take a little bit more time than anybody else, to be honest, to adjust, to have their bearing and to feel like they're the last resort, right? It's a lot of stress to be a goalie. It's a lot to pick up the slack when your team is not doing well. So it's that position that's not concerning to me, but where I have to be careful to say, this is tough. You're a defenseman, you have a partner, you're a forward, you have people to help you out, you have structure, you can... Goalie, there's going to be breakdown. I mean, we're not going to be perfect. And I thought he handled the breakdown, like you said, really well. And, you know, obviously we're going to go with a different goalie tomorrow because it's unrealistic to put Caden back. But he did what he had to do this weekend and got the mileage we wanted.
You told us earlier today and yesterday that you were very excited to finally get to see this team play a game and to see what they could do. Was it rewarding to see not only they got out there and played, but they played very well tonight?
Yeah, I was happy for the guys. You know, they're good guys. They worked hard, and that was enough for them to play each other and hear me with practices and drill and making sure we're on the same page. But today I let them play. To be honest, there was not much message even behind the bench. It was like tiny little thing, and they're coaching themselves today a lot. They were really engaged on the bench. It was their moment. It's not about the coach tonight. It was them that could turn them free. I felt like it was at a racehorse when all of a sudden those gates open, and that first shift was a great example with Pizzetta, Lynch, and Benchmore. Mm-hmm. We spent a minute in their zone. It was like, let's go. So it was fun to see. And it was fun to see that what we felt good, but it's one game. We're not going to go crazy about it, but at least we felt good about being in this together where we were. And my message to them was like, you're ready. Like, I knew they were ready. Now, don't kid yourself. Belleville's a good team. They're going to come back tomorrow. And tomorrow, today was very emotional for our group. Like, we spent a lot of energy. So it's going to be a good game to see tomorrow how we manage this.
Excellent. Thank you.
The last question will go to Grant McKay. Grant?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. I guess you're going to be quite happy to get to see some game tape finally. Get to do a little evaluating. It must have been hard to, explain the difference between trying to evaluate the team where all you're doing is practicing and scrimmaging, going into a season and then actually getting some game, some game evaluation.
Well, it's that little sparkle, you can do a lot to bring the guy to be a competitive level. And we've done that. And the guy's done that. It's not me that's playing. It's the guy, but it's that little sparkle, that little, spice that miss. And that spice can change the whole recipe, as you know. Yeah. We all cook probably more than ever during COVID. So it's a big thing. And you're right. It's you're pushing it, you're seeing it, but there's always that thing that's missing. And it was time for us to feel that thing. And the guys did good. They really handled it well. I thought we were hard. We got under their skin by doing the right thing. But again, it's going to be to start again tomorrow. Let's go to bed and get some rest and keep the growing process, because that's our job here. It's to get those players to grow and that team to get better and to become the best pro, and hopefully a few of them NHL players on the road that held the Habs.
They flashed a picture of Juha Jalonen during the game, and I got to thinking, gee, I wonder, Joel played for a lot of teams in the league. I wonder if he ever crossed paths. And I looked it up, and sure enough, 2000 to 2001, right. You and Juha were teammates. So I was just curious, how would you compare them personality and player style wise?
Well, their personality, they're good. They're a good person. I mean, Juha's an unbelievable person. He's a good worker, dedicated to his craft, came to North America. They're a different player though, and I think Juha is going to be excited for me to say he's more offensive than his father. He's got really good skill. Not that Juha didn't, but Juha was a really good collective player. He was a really good defender, really good on PK, and he obviously brought some offense. But I see Nylonen a really good shot, a really good release, some really good dazzle, as you see tonight. The skill set is there, and it was fun to see him tonight. So I think that the dad's going to be happy about his son's game, and it's always fun and weird to coach a player that you played with. And I played with Caden Primo's dad too, Keith. So we played the world championship. We won gold together in 97. So it's life. We're getting older.